Imagine a classroom where a third grader solves algebra problems while her peers work on multiplication, or where a quiet student creates poetry that moves seasoned teachers to tears. These gifted learners represent both extraordinary potential and unique challenges. While most educational training focuses on supporting struggling students, far fewer resources prepare teachers for nurturing exceptional abilities. This imbalance often leaves our brightest minds unchallenged, disengaged, and at risk of never reaching their potential. The journey through gifted education isn't merely about accelerating curriculum, it's about fundamentally reimagining how we nurture talent and creativity in our educational system. Traditional gifted education relied heavily on IQ testing, but contemporary approaches recognize that exceptional ability manifests in diverse ways. Mathematical talent might emerge early and develop linearly, while leadership abilities often surface later through specific experiences. Artistic gifts may flourish in creative bursts, while linguistic talents manifest differently across various contexts. Each domain requires its own identification methods and support structures. The talent development framework moves beyond static identification to recognize that abilities evolve throughout a student's educational journey. That child building astonishingly complex Lego structures in elementary school might develop engineering aptitude in middle school and architectural brilliance in high school. The goal isn't labeling children permanently, but creating articulated pathways that provide appropriate challenges while developing crucial psychosocial skills. Traditional classrooms often fail to meet gifted students' needs for intellectual stimulation and creative expression. Field trips provide powerful opportunities for authentic learning, like high school students visiting state capitals to advocate for gifted education funding, witnessing democratic processes firsthand. One legislator remarked after hearing about a done student, "I never understood what gifted education was really about until today." Makerspaces offer another transformative approach. Unlike teacher-directed projects with predetermined outcomes, these creative workshop spaces foster student-directed exploration. Science objectives can be incorporated through problem-based challenges, floating pennies to teach buoyancy, or building vehicles with circuits, while deliberately vague instructions preserve student creativity. For adolescent gifted students who often lose services during middle school, specialized programs like enrichment seminars address their unique social-emotional needs. These courses help students navigate perfectionism, identity formation, and peer relationships. As one participant noted, "I realized there wasn't anything wrong with me after years of being labeled overly sensitive." These seminars provide safe spaces for discussing intensities common among gifted learners, helping students develop coping strategies and self-advocacy skills. Creativity isn't innate, but developable through deliberate practice. The creative process includes preparation, gathering information, problem development, defining parameters, idea generation, creating solutions, and implementation, testing ideas. This framework helps teachers match students with appropriate activities. Two problematic approaches exist: intellectual uniformity, excessive rigidity, and intellectual anarchy, chaotic freedom. Both fail. Uniformity stifles creativity, while anarchy makes it meaningless. The ideal approach, intellectual ingenuity, balances structure with divergence. Understanding epistemology is crucial for teaching gifted learners. Students with one in a million minds, capable of dialectic thinking, synthesizing contradictory viewpoints, are often overlooked because their unique approach to knowledge isn't recognized. Engaging these global thinkers requires curriculum examining multiple perspectives through problem-based learning, debates, and experimental design. Essential questions form the backbone of meaningful curriculum by articulating what truly matters. Unlike basic questions, these are complex, abstract, and connect to universal truths. Determining what is essential before creating lessons helps educators develop more meaningful learning experiences that encourage students to recognize and eventually generate their own essential questions. Standardized testing can become a creative opportunity. When Thomas Jefferson High School encouraged students to respond to test prompts with creative formats instead of formulaic essays, they produced interviews, plays, stories, and poems that engaged deeply with complex questions. All students using creative approaches passed at advanced levels, with some achieving perfect scores. This approach promotes risk-taking and complex thinking over formulaic responses. Curriculum compacting addresses the needs of students who become disruptive when practicing already mastered skills. This strategy eliminates repetition, creating time for acceleration or enrichment. Implementation involves assessing student knowledge, identifying gaps, planning mastery strategies, and collaborating on acceleration activities. This approach prevents high-achieving students from becoming disengaged due to insufficient challenge. The talent development approach revolutionizes gifted education by focusing on developing talents toward creative contributions rather than merely accelerating through standard curriculum. It's about fundamentally different work that nurtures unique abilities, connecting young scientists with research mentors, providing aspiring writers with publishing opportunities, or enabling budding entrepreneurs to launch real ventures. Without these environmental catalysts, exceptional natural abilities may remain underdeveloped. Gifted students exhibit distinctive traits: high expectations, perfectionism, emotional sensitivity, empathy, intensity, advanced moral development, and complex identity formation, requiring intentional support. Their intensity and concern with fairness often lead to disillusionment when confronting real-world inconsistencies. A 6-year-old worrying about war or a 12-year-old contemplating life's purpose may become socially marginalized. Despite misconceptions, gifted children typically show greater resilience than peers due to their intelligence, adaptability, problem-solving abilities, and perspective-taking skills. Stress inoculation, facing manageable challenges within supportive contexts, builds resilience, as does developing agency through journaling and storytelling to control their personal narratives. Perfectionism in gifted students combines an intense desire for perfection with profound fear of imperfection. It manifests as overcommitment, hesitation to try new things, or procrastination. Teachers can foster acceptance through empathy, self-reflection, and encouragement that affirms students' personal qualities beyond achievements. Despite Brown v. Board of Education, gifted education remains largely segregated. African Americans comprise 19% of students nationally, but only 10% in gifted programs, while Hispanic students represent 25% of enrollment, but only 16% in gifted programs. Schools should implement universal screening, use multiple identification criteria, and provide early talent development opportunities. Twice exceptional students are both gifted and have significant cognitive deficits, often going unidentified as strengths mask weaknesses. Effective programming addresses both giftedness and disabilities simultaneously, developing strengths while targeting only those weaknesses that impede talent development. LGBTQ gifted students face increased harassment risks and may have interests that don't align with traditional gender expectations. Schools should implement inclusive curricula, provide safe spaces, and use inclusive language. These efforts benefit the entire school community by providing intellectual stimulation while fostering acceptance. Every classroom contains exceptional minds waiting to be discovered. Teaching gifted children isn't about creating academic elitism. It's ensuring all children learn something new daily, especially those who process information differently or faster. When we fail to challenge these students, we forfeit their potential contributions to society's pressing challenges. Gifted education develops otherwise dormant talents. For the quiet artist needing specialized instruction, the passionate environmentalist requiring mentorship, and the mathematical thinker who sees unique patterns. These students don't need more work, but different work that challenges them to think deeper and connect more broadly. In our increasingly complex world, human potential remains our greatest resource. Will we let exceptional minds languish in unchallenging environments, or will we commit to nurturing talents that might solve our most difficult problems? The future depends on our choice.